Hi, this is Harry from Hi.
It's Frank from The Game's Danny.
This is Nate from Shit to the Sun.
This is Jess from Shoot Loud.
You're listening to Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones and my Dr. Bones and my Dr. Bones
and
my Dr. Bones.
And you're listening to New Music Saturday.
This is Martin from Film T Rock.
JJ from Juxta.
Hey, this is Leslie.
And Jason.
Of The Sweetest Condition. New Music Saturday.
Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
And you're listening to New Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
Myself and Mike from 1 in 5. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I am very well. I'm very well. I know I've had a really, really good week. I saw a fantastic band called Hava play on Thursday. My good friend Ivan at Rift Taff announced a festival, which I'll tell you about later. It's just been a great, great week. How about you?
Not too bad. A little busy. Just happy it's the weekend. So, man, we got some kick-ass tunes tonight. We got two killer shows, and I know we were talking about this last night, about potentially doing a lot of hashtagging for certain parts of the show. And for this first part of the show, we want to hashtag a 70s throwback. And well, once you hear the first song, you'll know why. This is Proud Honey, and this is Weekend Millionaire. Dig this.
See the light.
Right on. So that was Proud Honey with Weekend Millionaire off their album Breaking Up the Silence, which I get sent a physical copy signed by the band, and a big shout to them. And they have been very, very good to show, and they're such good guys. I know I said about most bands but I talk to, but it's the truth. They are fantastic people. And twice, both times for both interviews, they played songs live over the interview, which was awesome. And actually, I heard Weekend Millionaire before it was released and the album came out, because that's one of the songs they played. And it was,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was super cool. And they played the song that got them really big was a song called All the Things You've Done. And they played that the first time around, and it is one of my favorite songs, I'll freely admit it. And they said, no, because one of your favorite songs, we'll play that song for today. And then they play Weekend Millionaire later on in the interview. So, yeah.
What an amazing band.
Yeah.
That is such a good way to start the show as well. Like, that's just full on in your face. There's like elements of Ocean Colour Scene and all that kind of 90s Britpop stuff going on. There's some wicked guitar solos. There's a birthday bassline breakdown. It's just like tonight's show. Like, we've talked about this privately, tonight's show is one of the best we've ever put on, and it's a shame actually One Man Standing's not here, because he would absolutely dig the whole thing.
Yeah.
But what a way to open it, man. That's stunning. What a great tune, and what a great band.
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about them, and love the Zeppelin influence. And just one last thing is, he has such a powerful voice too, you know, like when that opening line, you know, you want to sing along with it, because it's just so like, ah, yeah, you know.
It's true, man. It's so in your face, like, and it's, from that moment, it just goes bang. This is who we are. I love it. I would have loved to hear that. Actually, I'll have to flick through all the old episodes and find them playing that over the phone or whatever. That sounds amazing.
if it's not up on the site, I have it downloaded, so I have it saved. Either way, if you can't find it, let me know, and I'll send you the download of it.
Sweet, I definitely want to hear that, man. Great band, what a great start. Right.
So next up, we have a band that was your submission. This is Wild Horse. This is from their new EP. If you want to give us a quick little talk down on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about Wild Horse before on the show. We've played some of their tracks. We really, really enjoy them. This is a brand new EP, which my memory's not very good, but I think it may have been last Saturday or last weekend, maybe, it was released. So it's brand spanking new. I got on there straight away. I was like, I'm having that. And they do all their music for like £2. It's amazing. So I was like, yeah, I'm having that. And it's absolutely brilliant. And some of the stuff we've played before, they've kind of recorded nearly live, kind of in a home studio.
Right.
This they've gone in and done properly. And we've talked about them before as being a young, up-and-coming band. You know, I think their age range is, you know, sort of 17 to 23, roughly, something like that. You know, they're so... You know, we talk about a 70s throwback hashtag. These guys are so in the 70s with the influence, but it's also so up to date. It's fantastic. So I won't say any more until afterwards. This is brand new and it's really exciting. It's really good.
All right, on here we go with Wild Horse and Gimme Justice. Dig this.
Feeling down, down, feeling down, down, down to the ground. sunshine. Start again, I'll hear the summit. Sky high above, let your love it.
Horse with Gimme Justice, and that's off their brand new EP, and definitely a 70s throwback. And I noticed it a bunch of times, but man, heavy Rolling Stones influence. And I know I love hearing the Mick Jagger like vocals and and somewhat Keith Richards guitar style playing. And it was such a great tune. I mean, a good flow, but yeah, it does always remind me of the early 70s, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. They're able to do it justice, but still give their own spin on it. So it's still theirs. It may be a bit of an influence and throwback, but it's still their sound. So like, a very cool song.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think that's exactly it. So I think, and a lot of the bands actually in this first half, which I guess is where we got that 70s throwback thing from, I've got that kind of, you know, we're clearly influenced by, you know, frankly, the kind of stuff I love. you know, it's like proper rock and roll, as we say, right? And these guys, it's like, apparently I just said, oh, I think they're between 18 and 23 or whatever. I've just got a message actually from a friend, Ivan, actually, saying one of them's 18 and two of them are 15. Isn't that great? Doesn't
really?
That just tell you everything you need to know? Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Like,
how good. The future of music is safe for these guys. This is a good, good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's impressive to say the least.
Yeah, man, it's absolutely fantastic. So they get a lot of support from John, who's at Zykotica or Studio 3, or they're kind of one and the same. So Studio 3 is the label and Zykotica is kind of the PR arm of it. So he gives them a lot of support, and he's kind of John used to work for, I always get it wrong, it was someone like EMI or someone like that for like 25
oh really
years. So he's kind of he's gone off and done his own thing, does some great stuff. So bands like Crowdane and stuff get sent through from him, and other bands that we love on the show. So he's really good at picking out bands that I love. and he's kind of he's really helping these guys grow and develop and get their sound, which is amazing. And there's clearly I would imagine there's a Rolling Stones influence in there. I'd be surprised, let's say, if they'd never heard of them, which I don't think is a bad thing.
Right on. So next up, Mike, is another one of your submissions, and this is the Green Bottle Kiss.
Yeah, so these guys, wow, these guys sent me a track. It was, again, one of those where, either posted about the show or said I was looking for tracks or whatever, and these guys came to me, and I hit play, and within 10 seconds, I was like, that's got to go on NMS. It's just fantastic. So proper rock and roll fits in perfectly with the wonderful things we're doing in terms of rock and roll noise pollution on this part of the show. And I really think you'll like it, so have a listen, man.
Here we go with the Green Bottle Kiss and Tightrope. Dig this.
Come on, baby, bring yourself on.
right on. The Green Bottle Kiss. That was a rocking tune, man. That was like really cool, like a lot of kind of punk pop rock in there. And you know, I love the tune. Like, it was like really kind of get up and get out of your chair sort of thing. Like, well done.
Yeah, definitely. I love that kind of dirty fuzz sound. It's kind of it's a little bit bluesy. It's pretty kind of hard rock. And, you know, it's kind of like there's bits of grunge in there. There's almost bits of kind of like Queens of the Stone Age in there. There's
right.
Bits of, it's always a bit metal-y in places. I mean, it's really, really good. Apparently they're a trio. It always amazes me when we get a three-piece band that sounds like a 10-piece band on the show. Just the sheer scale of the, you know, noises that they make is quite incredible, really. Yeah, I absolutely love it. I thought it was a really, really bold tune. I was really pleased when they sent me that. I was like, that's exactly what I need this week. Thank you.
Nice.
So much. Banging, man.
Right on. So next up, we have another one of your submissions, a band called Dead Fly. And this one...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dead Fly. Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to cue it up or do you want to talk about it after?
Nah, let's talk about it after.
All right.
We just love Dead Fly. That's all we need to say.
Okay, here you go with Dead Fly and Possessed. Dig this.
Yeah, you don't know it, yeah, world. sleeping rooms are rooms and as dumb.
Fly with Possessed, as I hashtagged it, Acoustic Breakdown. Great tune, I really enjoyed it, and it reminded me of, again, like early 70s, late 60s, and but mixed in with like some early 90s alternative. And no, the vocals were great. I mean, it really kind of drew you in, like a little, like kind of harsh. I'm not sure the best way to put it, but I mean that in a good way. So that's not a slight at all. But yeah, great tune.
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, I've really, really enjoyed playing the Deadfly tracks on the show. It came out, I can't remember, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. And it's just an absolutely blinding EP. It's really, really good. I think it's proper grungy. I think there's a real kind of Kurt Cobain growl in there, almost bordering on Tom Waits, kind of, I've smoked too much and drunk too much whiskey. But music, yeah, like Tom Waits, actually, is musically excellent. You know, it's not, that could sound horrible the way I just described that, but in a really, really good way. You know, it's just so well put together. I'm loving the kind of, you're right, there's a little bit of, we've got some acoustic-y things coming in, and then it comes in hard. And bearing in mind, that's the quiet track on the album. That's pretty fucking good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's pretty awesome. it's a great, great EP. And again, I highly recommend people download it.
Right on. So next up, we have, again, another one of your band's missions, and we haven't been able to go wrong with them. This one is Mr. Happy Chainsaw. And this is off their brand new EP. This one's called Charlie. Dig this.
You listen to the promises and lies directed at you. You digest them. You like a virus slowly to work its way through the blade in the shoe. Cuts the truth right from under your eyes.
Mr. Happy Chainsaw with Charlie. That was a great tune. It actually reminded me of old Blink 182, like very kind of punk pop, but I really, really enjoyed it. Like, great, like, fun, kind of get up out of chair tune, like, really good one.
Do you know, I can tell how much you're enjoying a tune by how loudly you play it over the phone. I reckon you really enjoyed that one, right? Because I was like, I was hearing it on my end, like, I had this blasting. Like, yeah. Like, that is such a good tune. It's made me feel so good. yeah, that's honestly, this show is brilliant. This week's show is brilliant. And that is just, that's the kind of class we get, man. That's brilliant. What a great band. And I said before, they're from Essex, and I was born in Essex, so obviously they've got my love straight away.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, it's cool. It's poppy punk rock or something they call it, but basically it's just rock and roll. Sped up. It's great.
It's only rock and roll, and I like it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it.
There you go. There's your Rolling Stones reference right there. So.
Yeah, there you go. So, it ties together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Hashtag music tie-ins.
That's it, man.
So, next up is a band called Audio Kings of the Third World, and when we actually played the new song, you were on the show for it because you had a gig. So this is one I wanted you to listen to and get your opinion on air. This is Audio Kings of the Third World, and this one's called "Be My Friend." Dig this. As soon as I can find my mouse, hit the play button. Here we go. Kings of the Third World, and that was a song called "Be My Friend." I played that last week, but Mike didn't get a chance to put his two cents in because he wasn't on because he had a gig. But it was a great tune. I love it. Very tripped out like you normally do, but a very, very cool song. I really enjoyed it. It's always good to hear it over and over again.
It's got elements of kind of the Oasis "Be Here Now" era, and then it's got these just like really quirky little licks and little bits in there, and there's loads of space. And it actually reminds me a little bit, I saw Kasabian years ago at Reading Festival, and that kind of big reverb type sound that track has in place has reminded me of that as well. I saw them in before they were they weren't on the main stage, they were in one of the you know, the Radio 110 or whatever, and before they were sort of as big as they are. And yeah, man, they remind me of that sort of thing, and it's fantastic. They're a really, really good band. And again, you know, it's party music. Maybe it's not 70s throwback is the hashtag, maybe it's proper right. party. I don't know, but basically the whole show is just rocking, and that's a great example of why.
Right on. So next up, we're going to get to a Grass Cutter song, and this one's a great one too. This one's called Keep the Car Running. Dig this.
Fingers creep on into riders, her dark slave now. Streets that make the ground shake, rooftops make the sky break. Wanna fly but don't know how. Your dream, moonlight makes shadows scream to the edge of what went wrong now. Realization howls as frozen stars fall down, and dead leaves prove that summer's gone.
Right on. That was Grass Cutter with Keep the Car Running. A great tune, like a solid tune. I can't say enough good things about them, but such a really kind of heavy but easy flowing at the same time. A great tune.
Yeah, it had, for me, that was kind of elements of the Stereophonics. What was the album called? You Gotta Go There to Come Back, the one with Adam Hilgren on it.
Right,
and that was such a good album. Actually, I had bits of that in there. It felt like it could be the soundtrack to like the Bank Job or one of those movies. Especially with the, you know, got to keep the car running. I suppose kind of ties in. And it was just brilliant. I mean, Grass Cutter are brilliant, and I remember listening to the show I don't know how long ago, and Dave was co-hosting. Was it Dave from Glasgow?
Yeah, Dave, yeah.
And he's such a lovely bloke. Like, you just, like, you instantly warm to him. He's really cool. And their tunes are fantastic, and they do all kinds of different stuff. And every tune you play, it's like, okay, this is a bit like that, and that's a bit like that. And it's, I love the way it all ties together. I think they're a fantastic band. And again, I, you know, for this show, it just fits perfectly. Because it's got that I'm going to dance around the kitchen again vibe. Yeah, love Grasscutter. Great band, great tune.
Right on. So next up, we have Freedom Fuel, and I switched up songs at the last minute sort of thing just because I thought this one might fit a little bit better into the mix. And this one you have heard before, Mike, so this isn't one you haven't heard before, but still a great tune. This is Freedom Fuel with Gimme a Pill. Dig this. Freedom Fuel with Give Me a Pill, and not only did it change the lineup of the actual playlist, but it switched up the song as well, which doesn't happen too often, but in this case, this song fit in a lot more perfectly than I thought it would begin with, so I'm glad I made that switch. And that was grungy and solid and hard, and man, reminded me of like Nirvana, like Incesticide, that sort of thing. Like that riff was like really, really cool. It reminded me so much of the album Incesticide. Like, what a great song and an awesome band. I love it.
Brilliant. And it's funny, actually. I'm picking up I've said Ocean Colour Scene about another band earlier, and I'm picking up a bit of that in there as well. And I was also listening to Manic Street Preachers. Which one was it? Sending the Tigers, I think. It's called, I think it's a 10-year anniversary this year or something, and I went back and listened to the original, and there's a little bit of that in there as well in terms of the guitar tone and stuff like that, which is, again, a great, great album. Yeah, these guys are fantastic. This whole album is brilliant, and I think you're right, actually, this song was the right song for the show, so the other one we had is a great tune, but yeah, the playlist is really working together, man. It's like when you know mix butter and sugar together, and when you do it long enough, you get that lovely creamy goodness.
And that's what she said.
Yeah, I should have thought about that. Yeah, it's great.
Right on. Well, you know what? It's like very rare that I do that, but I was thinking about it, and I had it in my head. I was like, no, that will fit so much better. So I made the last minute switch up, and I know I talk about that a lot because I am notorious for it, but no, it's for a reason, and there is a method to my madness. So let me tell you. So we're gonna finish up
great method.
Part one. Yeah, right, eh? So we're gonna finish up part one here with a local London band, Bodhi Jar, and these guys are awesome, and they're just so talented, and their lead singer Andy Bragg. Andy is like the ultimate showman. Like he is entertainment. So here we go with Bodhi Jar and Eve's Deli. Dig it.
Fix it.
Morty Jar with Eve's Deli. That was a rocking tune. Man, I've said before, no, they do remind me of like old Red Chili Peppers as well as the Mars Volta. And they are young guys, but very talented, very talented. And always put on a killer show, man. Like a great band and a great EP.
Oh, that is such a good tune. I mean, that is a really, really, really good tune. That just, oh, it made me so happy listening to that song. I can't even describe it. It reminded me of the Mars Volta, like on speed. Reminded me of, I don't know, it reminded me of like everything from like Motorhead to anything from the 90s. It just had loads of stuff in there, and it was just fast and frantic and brilliant and thoroughly enjoyable, to be honest with you. That's a great, great band, and that's a great, great tune. Yeah, I just really enjoy it. It's great.
Right on. And they do put on a great show live, and they are really talented. They're a good bunch of guys. So we're finishing up part one here with one of our new favorite bands. This one's band's called Return to Void. This one's called Fool's King.
Staring you like an animal to rip you
right? Moving on. That was Return to Void with Fool's King. Now, that was a rocking tune. The soloing and the breakdown of that tune was amazing. That was really badass and really just hard and kind of in your face, rock and roll, like with metal mixed in there, man. What a great tune. And that is why, my friend, I switched a couple songs around, switched a place around just to make it fit perfectly, and this was a perfect ending. That was Return to Void with Fool's King.
That was ridiculously good. I know it's not exactly a family show, but we try to keep swearing to a minimum. Right. Some people don't like that. Last time we played a Return to Void song, I was just like, fuck me. This time I'm like, fuck me, it's brilliant. I don't care about swearing, it's awesome. That is such a good tune, honestly. Like, you know, some poor grandma listening to this in Western Canada just spat out potatoes. But honestly, that is so good. They are such a class band, and there's like bits of Iron Maiden in there. There's bits of like all that kind of proper new wave of heavy metal classic kind of sound. There's bits of Sabbath. The guitar solos, oh my god, it's just like, I think I said last time, it makes you just want to give up playing the guitar. You're not gonna be able to do that, will you? So what's the point? It's brilliant. They're so good. I don't know where they're from, but they got to come and do a little tour with 1 in 5 because we'll be on swimmingly with those guys. Great band.
Right on. So that's going to do it for part one of NMS. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to do part two. Until then, we'll be right back. This has been Dr. Bones and Mike One of Fun saying Bones out. We'll be right back. Dr. Bones.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.